It is May 25th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis chose a bad day to announce he was running for U.S. president. Not only was Twitter not up to the job, as the site had multiple technological failures during his announcement, but his joining the race was overwhelmed by the news of the death of the queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner. Shaquille O'Neal has made a great effort to avoid being served with papers for lawsuits tied to the FTX collapse. So what does he do? He makes an appearance at the former FTX Arena, home of the Miami Heat, a team he once played for, during a playoff game. And what happens? He gets served with the papers from an FTX-related lawsuit in the former FTX arena. Too funny. Much has been made about people fleeing Illinois because of taxes or Chicago because of crime. According to a Crane Chicago business story, one bank is increasing the number of advisors in its Chicago private bank catering to wealthy families and individuals. J.P. Morgan is planning on tripling the number of advisors over the next 5 years, and that's after a 25% jump in the last 2 years. As they say in accounting, follow the money. The Financial Times has a special report titled Africa's Fastest Growing Companies. The description of this special report is FT Statistica's Top 100 plus Global Shocks Test Continent's Resilience, Nigeria Leads, DRC Solar Offers Hope, Egypt Must Reform to Build on Success Stories, Healthcare Rises to Dialysis Challenge, The Drive to Digital, Investors Who Do Their Research. The pandemic FINRA exam rules are changing for futures market participants. For those people taking the Series 3, Series 30, Series 31, Series 32, and Series 34 exams, beginning on Friday, June 9th, FINRA is ending its interim accommodation process. Now, only certain individuals will be able to request online administration of the above-mentioned exams, including those, quote, experiencing underlying health conditions or are immunocompromised and at an increased risk for severe illness, or those who live more than 150 miles from a test center. Family members of Ray Dalio, the billionaire founder of Bridgewater's Associates, are in a battle against a neighbor in New York over the Dalio's building a new seventh-floor deck on top of their sixth-floor unit in an 1880s former factory building converted to residential use in the 1970s. The construction has caused damage to the unit of a wealthy financier named Federico Pignatelli della Leonessa, who is none too pleased with the ongoing disruption to his life and damage to his apartment. The New York Times has the story. Do you want to climb Mount Everest? Well, this year might not be the year to do so, as the number of deaths on the mountain has soared after a record number of climbers have attempted to summit the world's highest peak, Bloomberg reported. 11 mountaineers have died over the past weeks after the Nepali government issued a record 478 permits. The worst year for death was 2014, when 17 people died, mostly from an avalanche. One factor in the rising deaths may be the rising age of climbers who must pay $11,000 for a permit from Nepal. In 1960, the average age of a climber was 26 and a half. In 1980, it was 33. And in 2022, it was 42 years old. I am happy just climbing out of bed every day. The Wall Street Journal has a story titled, "Check Fraud is Increasing. Here's How to Protect Your Money." The subheadline is, "As Swindlers Target Paper Checks, Take Steps to Secure Your Payments." To which I reply, "What is a check?" The fundraising campaign of Robert Bouge, CEO of ABN AMRO Clearing Bank NV, is off to a good start. He leaves on June 4th, joined by some ABN AMRO clients and colleagues, to cycle from Amsterdam to London for the Kilt Challenge as part of the IDX Gala Dinner. He has already raised £10,303, which is 82% of his £12,500 target. You can help him meet his target by donating with a link in today's newsletter. The first hydrogen index, the Hydrex, has been published by EEX. It is the first market-based assessment for green hydrogen, according to EEX. Today, we have the last of the videos from FIA Boca 2023. We had a couple of videos that did not turn out because of audio problems caused by a faulty SD card. We apologize to those interview subjects, and we'll find a way to make it up to you. We should start our OIC video coverage next week, if not before. The top three stories in the JLN options newsletter yesterday were Cboe prepares for European stock markets listings grab, and Shanghai International Energy Exchange has released its announcement of market makers for futures and options, and volatility rising on debt ceiling debate. Unfortunately, the number one story in the JLN options yesterday, what form of magic will keep Citadel happily ensconced in Chicago, was removed for some unknown reason by the site it was published on. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a sponsored content contribution from our friends at FTSE Russell. Small caps tell us more. The Russell 2000 Index provides live index tracking with historical performance dating back to January 1984. Academic and practitioner research confirms that large cap stocks behave differently to small cap stocks, and performance is variable. There are sub-periods during which the Russell 1000 outperforms the Russell 2000, and vice versa. Quarterly performance assessments provide valuable data points for understanding market sentiments and U.S. economic activity. You can read this report with the link in today's newsletter. Here's our last FIA Boca 2023 video. Cboe Global's Houston on exchanges expansion in Asia Pacific and how it's celebrating 50 years. JLN spoke at FIA Boca 2023 with Dave Housen, president of Cboe Global Markets, about the company's most recent activities and how it would be celebrating 50 years in business. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Gillian Tett of the Financial Times. The headline is, "We should all be worried about the financialization of our world. When debt and asset prices have surged before, it has typically produced political implosions. Shut your eyes and try to visualize $100 trillion. It might seem impossible. Those zeros in $160 trillion, which almost take up a line by themselves, are enough to make anyone dizzy. But right now, we should try anyway, because a new report about the state of the world's balance sheet, that is, its assets and debts relative to growth, contains a startling finding. Number crunchers at the consultancy McKinsey believe that since 2000, the world's stock of paper wealth, the speculative unrealized price of all its financial assets, have jumped by some $160 trillion. Yes, really. My comment. And that is why I am a student of history. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our most clicked item Wednesday was the video on YouTube for Dear Marjorie, written and performed by John's nephew, Andrew Lothian, in honor of the passing of John's mother, Marjorie Lothian. Second was a tie between SIBO prepares for European stock market listings grab from the Financial Times, and around 50% of prop trading firms are considering moving operations out of European markets due to MiFID complexity, Acuity report finds from the Trade News. Third was Chicago's new mayor, Brandon Johnson, is already bad for business from the New York Post, which was our top story Tuesday. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Inside Wall Street's Playbook to Prevent Debt Ceiling Chaos. Default on U.S. Treasuries might not stop the bonds from trading as industry looks to limit damage. Wall Street is breaking out its doomsday playbook for how to survive a U.S. default. The industry's primary goal, keep the financial markets functioning. Many fear everything from computer glitches to cascading panic if the U.S. misses payments on treasuries, which are a bedrock of trading and usually considered almost as safe as cash. Under Wall Street's plan, though, investors would be able to keep trading on all U.S. treasuries, even those with past due interest or principal payments. Chaos and confusion would be kept at bay, though, through a series of conference calls, each with an agenda already organized by the Securities and Financial Markets Association Trade Group. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, Regulating Artificial Intelligence is a 4D Challenge. Experts warn of existential threats that require a global competition for good ideas. The leaders of the G7 nations addressed plenty of global concerns over steak-steamed Nomi oysters in Hiroshima last weekend. War in Ukraine, economic resilience, clean energy, and food security, among others. But they also threw one extra item into their parting swag bag of good intentions, the promotion of inclusive and trustworthy artificial intelligence. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, Investors are so horny for AI that they've invested $175 million in OpenAI's VC fund, Summer of Sam Altman. Ground zero for current AI mania, ChatGPT parent OpenAI might be owned by a nonprofit, but it's shown some serious human intelligence in finding ways to squeeze money out of the hype it has helped stir. The main way was obviously a complicated $10 billion investment from Microsoft, but that was over multiple years and mostly paid with computing power to fuel its chatty bots rather than cold hard cash. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.